Yeah, it was a point gained here at Daly Mount Park. How do you feel the game went?
I thought we were very good in the first half. I think the conditions had a lot to do with the end up result. Bose asked a lot of questions of us in the second half. It was quite an aerial onslaught at times, but you only come here minus five or six players that have played in the last couple of games. It was all about the squad tonight, and I felt everybody had played, give everything they had. Do I think we could get better with the ball? Absolutely, but we'll take a point tonight, we'll move on to the next one.
In comparison last week as well, you made four changes coming into the game. Were those changes sudden, or did you know about them coming in?
Well, I knew about them 2 days ago, but I'm not going to tell all you guys that. it was a tough week for us. Playing three games in 7 days was always going to be difficult for all the clubs. I think Bohemians were down a few players tonight themselves, but it's so early in the season that we can't take a risk with people. Barry McNamee made himself available, even though he probably was nowhere near 100% right, but that's just typical of Barry. But they lose people like Greg Sloggett and David Parkhouse, and I don't even know who else was missing. There was quite a few missing, but Conor McDermott tonight, his first game back, I thought was outstanding. But all in all, I'm delighted with the application of the players. I think they come here and grind out a draw, is credit to the lads, but disappointed as well that we were 1-0 up in the later stages of the game that we didn't see it out.
Yeah, McDee looked very comfortable at right back, and Gerardo got his first start as well. How do you feel he played tonight?
I thought he was excellent. I think he ran out of gas towards the end, and he'll get better as his fitness levels improve, but he's an experienced guy, he's played at a very good level, and I thought in terms of his retention of the ball in the first half, and also in terms of his intensity and getting the ball back, I thought he was excellent. But the group's gelling, it's coming together nicely, but the one thing they don't like is character. They came here tonight and defended with everything that they had, and last week in Cork was the same, and the week before one against Waterford was the same. So the character is definitely there as a new group, but we will tidy up as we move forward.
Peter looked a bit uncomfortable towards the end holding his wrist. Is there any issue there at all?
Or? Well, he's got a bang on the wrist. We'll have to get it x-rayed and see where it is, but he's been outstanding. He's been such a good influence on the changing room. His experience has been fantastic, and tonight I thought he was excellent. Made a great save from a free kick in the first half, a brilliant save in the second half, and just more importantly, just such a calming influence behind a relatively young back four.
Well, we're 4 or 5 games into the season now. At this point, whenever you look at the start of the season, do you think you're on target for what you expected?
I don't know what the target is. The target is to try and get a win next week against Dundalk. We haven't set any targets, just to try and improve as the season goes along. They try and pick up as many points as we possibly can. Difficult last week in Turner's Cross, and it was certainly difficult tonight. Down here, we're dealing with an onslaught coming in the last 10-15 minutes. But, as I say, the character of the lads was superb.
Thank you very much, Dickie.